This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I'm going to recognize it. Oh.
Oh, you will. That's your Friday night theme song, I bet.
I don't know it. Say, look in my eyes.
Oh, yeah. Ass.
Hello in there.
Hello. Here it comes. You ready?
Oh, okay. This is... I can't even act like I know who sings this. Who was it? Is it Lips Incorporated?
No, it's Anita Ward.
Yeah, you do.
Not Wart.
Anita Ward.
I don't know what it's about, honestly.
Is it? I mean, you have to wonder the euphemisms of music. Now, you know, we talk about Cardi B and all these that there's not even euphemisms for it.
You know, they just come out. Like, they're dirty.
Is she saying, is it in a sexual nature, or does she want a guy to come punch her in the head?
Come on, man.
I got my bell rung. What happened? A guy punched me in the head at the bar. And now this woman is like, oh, it's weird. I heard my girl singing that in the shower. So I walked in there and belted her, right, dotted her eye. Turns out she wanted to have sex.
Boy, you're wrong. That's-
Like, if a girl said this to you in a sexual connotation, you'd be like, that's kind of gross, right?
Like, what are you calling the bell these days?
Like, we know what you mean, right?
I mean, you can ring a neck. You can ring your bell. What a... It's almost like just... I have to watch what I'm saying now because children... And, you know, like, stuff with, like, Santa Claus and things.
Yeah.
It's like everyone was listening to this song, except for the young kids, not really knowing what it meant. I mean, the adults and everyone else knew. But the other, it's like a way you could sing about sex around your kids and not get in trouble about it.
Yeah.
I want you to come ring my bell. Eat my sweet potato pie. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I'm all messed up and I don't know why. Gotta get a piece of that sweet potato pie. What?
That guy's
gonna get the diabetes.
But this one here is like, she wants to immediately escalate the situation to, you know, like 0 to 60.
She wants to fight.
She wants you to do like one of the worst things you could do, like immediately.
Well, again, ring my bell. Like, Paige, if a guy said, hey, I'm going to come over to your house tonight and ring your bell, what would you say?
No,
I left the door unlocked. You don't have to.
Right. Like, you want to look for seashells. She wants you to go look for some starfish, you know.
I mean, ring my bell.
I'm trying to think of the last time my bell was rung.
Oh!
Now, see, I don't know if she means that or like just in general.
I don't know if she's on the same wavelength as this. Look, he's talking about.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you ever had your bell rung?
No.
Okay. I didn't know if we were on the same.
Accidentally, maybe.
How? How's that? What? Good gosh. Yeah, it's that time on the cruise I was talking about earlier.
God. I just assumed she
was. You're in the wrong garage, buddy. Can you say that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Man.
Knocking boots. That's another one.
Uh-huh.
We knocked boots till 6 o'clock as we laid all night long and early when.
Are you sure you're doing it right if you're knocking boots?
I mean, what position are you in?
I don't know.
I mean, the mystery of it is good that you don't directly allude to it.
It added a little dignification to it because, again, and this could be, you know, oh, you're just getting older and stuff, but just there's no creativity in talking about the moisture level of your privates.
Dude, the radio edit of that Cardi B song is worse than the explicit.
How?
It's the radio edit, so you can say it. It's called Wet Ass Gushy.
Oh,
that's worse than the other one.
Oh, Lord.
And the other one's called...
wait a minute. What was the song that said, give me that sweet, that gushy stuff? What was that song?
Oh, that was...
Give me that sweet, that gushy stuff.
Oh, I can sing it. I'm a hustler, baby. I just want you to know that ain't where I be. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty.
Now
that
I want to hear it.
Give me that funk. That
play that.
God, who is it?
We don't know what to Google.
We just did the damn song.
I know, but what's the name of the song?
It's a Jay-Z song, right?
Yes. I'm hustling, baby.
That's what is it? Man.
I just want to love you. Give it to me by Jay-Z.
Yes.
Yes.
See, I told you I was half hood.
I put in Gushy Stuff song, and that's what it should. Damn it. Dude, it's also, according to this website, the number 2 strain in America of marijuana is called Gushy Stuff. See, what if you went up to somebody standing on the street corner and said, hey, man, you know where I can find some Gushy Stuff around here? And he's like,
come here.
Yeah, my sister, man, she'll do that for you. No, I was talking about that new kind of weed.
Hey, you can ring her bell if you want to. Sister's in the back.
Oh, talk to her. She hadn't had hers ring in a long time. Get it, my girl Paige. The mushy gushy. Oh, gross.
No, never.
I'm just reading these texts without even filtering them or anything. But there was like, it added some kind of, I don't know, layer of creativity. Knocking boots, so that really never made a whole lot of sense. What's the other ones? There's a whole.
You know
bunch
where it went downhill?
I want to sex you up. Up what? What do you want sex up?
I love that because I love picturing the fat guy from Color Me Bad and what he's doing
now. Bad. I know. Bad with 2 D's.
This guy don't fit the what's going on here.
Mm-mm. He's like the one guy from 98 Degrees that wore a skirt, right? That tall one?
A kilt?
One of them wore a skirt or a kilt or something. It's like, man, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You know, went downhill to where we got away from the euphemisms to the finger gestures, like doing this right here.
Oh
like,
yeah,
stop it.
Oh yeah, or just like pushing your tongue out your cheek. Like that.
Which we try to make fun of, but can never do right.
I always do the wrong side. It's like I got two going on at the same time. You know, like if I did like this, Paige. I'm doing the wrong side. It's like it's going in and coming back out, apparently.
That's still funny to see a woman do it, though, where she like mimics it.
Oh, like Paige, like look at her right now. Giving the guy so much credit. She looks like she's playing a trombone when she's going to town. It's just like she's hitting herself in the face over and over again. Stop it.
All right, then I'll do it.
I love y'all's show. Yeah, you just spent 10 minutes trying to figure out what this song was. Oh, that's,
we sang it.
Gushy stuff.
Well, if I went like this.
Well, now it looks like you're smoking a joint.
I feel like you're afraid of it.
What are some more? Okay, so like the term make love in itself is kind of stupid. It's just people didn't want to say what it was. Country music would always say lay you down.
But God, then again, that sounds even
only
that sounds dirtier.
I'm gonna lay you down.
I'm gonna lay you down.
With your permission, of
on
course.
On the riverbank, baby.
I'm gonna lay you down.
Is that the song? I'm gonna lay you down with your permission.
Lay you down. I think that was in Alabama did that song.
Your permission.
Lay you down tonight. And then But then while whoever it was knocking boots, I don't remember who that was. It was like R&B, hip-hop stuff.
So women and men are wearing boots.
But on the other side, you got this woman in country music wanting to know whose bed have your boots been under?
Whose bed?
Is that a euphemism for something else? Does it just mean you took your cowboy boots off and stuck them under a bed while you had sex? Or is it a different position or move?
Yes, it means you bent over while you were wearing them.
You were cheating.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
All those boobs, not
no,
boots.
No.
If you can put your boobs under the bed, you're talented. Or they're long.
I know a girl who closed hers in her car door with
her. Or they're really, really long.
You got long tees.
Yeah. Well, her nickname was Heavy Hangers. All right. We didn't get a single call there. We'll do that next. 1-800-774-0093. Just like we have OCD or... God. ADHD, whatever it is. The one where you can't concentrate.
Yeah. How can you sing a song and not know the title?
We didn't even really sing it. We were like Vince Neil singing. That gushy stuff. Morning, everybody.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Plus P1 approved on-demand audio. Or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
It's going to be in my head the whole day. The Ringing Bell song.
Because you picture somebody you know like, hey, you would never say that to somebody like, hey, man, come ring my bell. He's going to take it as a fight.
Yes. Of course. We know. It's like the dope dealer on the corner. It's like, hey, man, you got that gushy stuff. He's not going to know if you mean you want some nugs.
Some nugs.
Or if you want... some mouth hugs, you know what I mean?
Hey, man, let me get a five-finger ring and a cap.
Like, you know what the smartest move in the world would be? Is to be a drug-dealing prostitute.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
Double dipping.
That's like a oxymoron, right?
Yeah. Or you're like, you get there and you're like, hey, I only take Johns with condoms. Oh, I don't have one. I have them. They're $500 each.
She opens up her jacket. What
she's
if she's
a
an
escort? Jacket full of rubbers. If she's an escort, what?
I got Rough Riders, I got Trojans, I got whatever. Lamb skin. Oh, what if she's an escort that drives an escort?
That's even better.
Have you seen that meme? It's got a picture of an old Ford Escort sitting there, and it's like, I got scammed when I ordered this 24-year-old Escort, and this showed up.
God, that could be smart.
So simple. So simple. That was Escort then. Like, what was Ford thinking? We're going to name this one the Ford Hooker.
That's one of those things that they put in for the adults to snicker at, right? Like the Sex in the Cloud in Lion King or the Penis in the Castle in the Little Mermaid.
Those were very obvious. you didn't see it when you watched it, but
I
now
didn't
when you
see it.
But when you freeze it, you see that's like a couple schlongs up here on the castle.
Nice.
It really does. It's like what's the mind's eye see that you don't really see, but then it's like when you buy a new car, you suddenly notice that car everywhere. You never did before.
Yes, what is that?
I don't know. It's a weird thing. I don't know what it is.
I did that, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not like imagining this. This is really a thing.
I went, dude, I almost did a video or a picture the other day. I went to CVS, and there was 11 to 12 cars in the parking lot, all white. Like, it was like a Matrix-y glitch kind of thing. It was really weird. They were all just this dirty white color.
That's one of my colors, though. Like, there's only three I could... White, black, and silver. Like,
that's kind of the color of all cars now, though. Mm-hmm. They're all just drab. They're like architecture. They're just all just like, yeah.
Well, the other ones are like... I can't look at a blue, yellow, red car. That's like, that stands out. It's really loud. I couldn't have one.
Really?
A yellow car? We knew somebody had a dookie green Jeep. I'm like, looks weird.
You mean like a camouflage green? Not like camouflage, but that like military green.
Yeah.
Like dookie green. What is
green?
It was a mix between...
You eating too many vegetables.
Like a lime green and a dookie green. It was a mix. But it was just an odd color. I'm like, this is... You didn't pick this out, right? This is like what you could get.
Oh, like an aftermarket thing.
I don't know. I think it maybe came that it was a Jeep.
Some of the Broncos they did in some really odd colors, like that baby blue one.
Yeah, what is that? Is it a baby blue or is it?
I don't know.
Electric blue.
It's I don't know. You're right though. I mean, people are. It's the real interesting thing about people. Like some people don't want to get noticed, but others completely want to get noticed. So they will buy the neon green car, or somebody just give me black or white or gray. I don't want to. Or the same thing with like their clothing. They'd be like, oh, yep. That's too flashy. That's too loud. That's what my mom would always. That shirt's too loud, Matthew. What does that mean? What is it? It's too loud. It's just too. What she's trying to say is you look gay wearing that shirt, Matthew. It's too flashy.
Same thing with houses, too. I know a guy who flipped a house. He painted it purple. I'm like, I don't think you're going to sell it. A purple house.
But did he?
I mean, not yet, but.
Well, I bet it's pretty.
No, it's not. It's purple.
Little purple houses. Well, but the thing about it is so even with their clothes, some people wear it just, you know, not just goth people. They'll wear darker colors and stuff. And but if you came in here tomorrow wearing like fat boy, I mean, you usually wear darker colors too. You
I do got a have shirt.
You have a yellow shirt I've noticed before.
Well, I've got one that's like a peach colored.
Okay.
That I won't wear again.
Oh, no.
What happened? It just looks
too many eyes on you.
I just feel it looks weird.
Isn't that weird how just a shirt will change your whole disposition about yourself, your own confidence?
That's why I look, you know, like usually have.
I know it's weird.
I got a lot of shirts I can't wear, but I got some that like I bought and I'm like, I don't know why. Like if it's got stripes on it, I can't do stripes.
Why? Because it accentuates.
Yeah,
it's like it's gonna go forever. Like it just looks.
Do the old go to for. I'll tell you, I'm gonna let this out of my bag here. Not that. When I was heftier, I would go to the old vest. And matter of fact, I'll give you a little thing here. Guys are gonna hate that I'm saying this right now, but if you know a bigger guy, he's always wearing a vest, ain't he? I'm talking about one of them old puffy vests.
Yes.
One of Oh yeah. They wear the vest. It's to hide the boobs. It really is. It's almost like a corset minute. For the man boobs. It tucks them away. And then as long as you ain't got bingo arms, I mean, you're good. It's kind of like you've corseted it up.
Maybe you're right, because I think the
with a half zip.
The vest looks really good underneath, you know, like a tuxedo jacket.
God, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, no, yeah. Not a puffy one, but yeah. That's why
a puffy one.
The cummerbunds suck butt. They are stupid and awful.
They look
if
good.
You're a heavier.
And they're not always, the jacket, it's not always zipped up. It's open a lot.
Yeah. And then the thing's going, you go sit down two or three times, that sucker's flipped over. It looks like you're wearing a sash around your waist.
I didn't even think about that.
Yep.
So he's hiding his boobs.
Usually with the vest, it will be as a, it's not that they're cold. It's just like, man, depending on the lighting, like I was saying at the gym the other day, I had a smiley face. I had a gray shirt on working out, and I looked like I literally had a smiley face. I didn't know my belly button even sweated, but it had a little dot right there, and then a little smile, and then little eyes up here. And I was like, God, if I had a vest right now, no one would see this.
You must have been killing it on the
well, it's just hot in
epileptic
there.
Machine or whatever.
It's elliptical. It's not epileptic. I have seizures. That's not funny.
I couldn't pull off a vest and... When you wear shorts, like it limits your choices.
I don't get the guys who are in there. One of my good friends does this.
You look like a schoolboy.
The guys that wear the legging pants, but then wear shorts with them in there. I don't know. I want to ask my friend who does it. Like, what is that about?
You can't wear leggings if you're
a
guy.
You have tattoos that are offensive on your legs? Like, why are you wearing the leggings and then a pair of shorts on top?
What do you mean?
Okay. That was like the style back in the day where you wear the long sleeve shirt up under the short sleeve shirt.
You can't wear yoga pants or workout pants as a guy.
But with shorts on top of it, like, why the shorts to hide the bulge?
I see why. Like,
I'm exposing the part about the vest with the man boobs. Now I ask y'all that wear the leggings at the gym with the shorts. I don't want to ask you at the gym because it's non-judgment zone or judgment-free zone.
I've never
I can't
seen
judge you there.
Leggings
here,
with
I
shorts.
Judge you.
Like short shorts?
Or not even like, I'm like biker pants, like the tight pants that dudes work out, but then they put shorts on top of it. What is that move for? Is it because you're just packing some heat down there and you don't want everybody looking at it? I would just think most guys would want that to be seen.
It would be weird. It'd be odd if
you It would be that. Uncomfortable if you're running on the treadmill and you're flopping around. So I see why, as a boy.
Do you, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you work out in a sports bra?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one?
No, seven. What do you think?
Well, you probably
one for
would have
every,
to be.
What am I, a dog?
But that's just the compression of, so you, like, because that's got to hurt running, just like that flesh moving around. I mean, that's got to pull and hurt.
Well, lately I don't run on the treadmill. I usually go in there and do weight training.
Oh, squats.
Yes, because I need a butt.
You ladies don't want to wear the sports bras because it's going to push them down.
Oh, it pushes them so far up that like they're just kind of peeking over their boobs.
But you don't want to jiggle when you're trying to work out, you know?
Yeah, but
you want good support.
Got to have some movement. Like when you run, like your butt should move.
It should move
a little bit, a little. It shouldn't be just like stiff. Like I don't want to think I'm gonna break my hand by smacking your ass with your permission, of course.
In the gym.
All right.
That hurt.
Don't judge me in here. You can't judge me for doing that. It's judgment free zone.
I don't judge. Thou shalt not. In the gym.
Yeah. Well, Judy missed the message on that one. What are you working on in the Flex page before we get to this guy?
I'm going to ask you a question.
Going to have the worst holidays in the world.
At what age should you retake your driver's test? You get too old and you need to reevaluate the situation because I think a lot of people around there don't remember how to drive.
This is always a hot topic, especially during road rage situations.
I would say retirement age. But then again, what is that now?
Now, are we talking about like Nikki Haley retirement age or like regular retirement age?
No, not 95. I'd say 65. Or if you say it's crossing government and medicine, but I'd say maybe like they got to check with your eye doctor or something. I don't know. Give me a moment. Will you give me a moment to think about it?
Yeah, yes.
All right, we'll talk about that next. Morning, everybody.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. We begin this with this conversation. At what age should you retake your driver's test if you've been out on the road for a while? Every year?
I mean, they're...
No.
There should be an age where you can't drive at all, right? Like, it's just, you lose it.
I don't know that it's the age as much as it goes to reflexes, reactions, and eyesight. Because I've known some spry 90-year-olds, and I've known some stupid 20-year-olds that can't drive. So I think it's just a... But then again, you're involving the medicine and government stuff. But that's already broached anyway. I mean, don't matter.
So the reason why I'm asking this is we're going to refer to a study in Australia that found it would make the roads safer if people had to retake their driver's test at age 50.
50?
They cited statistics that show 19% of fatal crashes involve people under 25, but 21% involve people over 65. So that's how they came
Maybe
up.
You have to take it every year till you get 30 then.
The fact that our eyesight and reactions get worse as we age is part of it, but it also is about bad driving habits, not using your turn signals and checking for blind signs. You ever know people like that? Because
really is.
And people that are rude and won't let you merge into traffic, which they...
That's fun to do.
To not let people...
Depends on what kind of mood I'm in if I will play... You talking about like the zipper ramps or like you got to combine two? Depends on what kind of mood I'm in, where I've got to get to. I'll be the guy that pisses you off behind me that's letting everybody go.
That's me.
I will be the opposite, the guy who rides, like, I ain't slowing down. You're going to ride off the road, dude. You better stop.
I always think, well, I'm going to let this person in because I hate it when people are rude and don't let me in, you know?
Now, I will say this. I have seen both of you driving. I've never ridden with either one of you. in a vehicle while you were driving, but I've seen you driving, and you both drive like pretty good and slow.
Well, I've gone to traffic school. The school of shame.
If I drive slow, I'm trolling people.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, that's really for the fun of it.
Okay.
But, like, you know, we're used to getting chauffeured to the gigs back in the day. Well, those rides were pretty rough.
Yeah.
We had an aggressive chauffeur.
Very.
Rather bald, aggressive chauffeur.
Who
drove like hell.
Yeah.
Yes, we didn't have a no smoking policy in the limo, which was very strange. That's the worst. God, that's the worst.
Smoking in the limo?
A cigar, no less.
I think Jesus I learned Christ. Not to ride with you guys when you left me at a show and I didn't have a ride home.
What happened?
Because she was backstage with the band. I figured you had a way home.
You had a way on
I
the bus.
I thought you were never going to come back, actually. I thought you were going to leave this one horse town.
Was she hooking up with Chevelle? Who was it?
I wasn't hooking up.
Lizzie Hailstorm.
Oh,
I like Hailstorm. That wasn't the show. It was at the barbecue thing.
Oh, and that's see.
It was a blue game. Did you hook up with Doyle Lawson?
I didn't hook up with anybody. I was talking to them, but I wasn't hooking up.
Now, see, I could tell you who you can blame, but you're going to feel bad.
Is it my fault?
Nope. It was my dad's. Do you not remember he was the designated driver that night?
Oh. Well, you said...
You're talking about in the night where we hid inside the Budweiser trailer and was drinking from within the trailer?
Oh, like, the beer trailer?
Yeah, where the taps are. We were inside of that son of a bitch because it was hot and we were inside the beer cooler out in the middle. Like, no one knew we were there. We were in there pouring our own beers inside the Budweiser thing. It was like Willy Wonka world. It was so good. But my dad drove us home at night.
I happened to have two shirts with me, and one of the band members, now this is going to sound wrong. You're going to take it into something didn't happen.
Not going to do that.
One of the band members says, hey, trade me a shirt for a drumstick. And I go, really? Ooh. I don't,
chicken?
Turkey leg?
A drumstick.
How that he played with.
Yeah. So I said, okay, well, let me go change my shirt. I'll give you this one. Do you really want the shirt? I've been wearing it all night. And he goes, yeah, I want the shirt.
You can change right here, Peggy. Especially.
Who is this? Eric B. and Rakim?
No.
All right, go ahead.
So I gave him the shirt and I got the drumstick.
Sure. I will give you my shirt right now for a drumstick.
He means a chicken leg.
I'm hungry.
You know what he told me this morning? He's like,
I can only imagine.
Oh, hang on now.
Okay.
No, you can say the one. I was saying don't say the other stuff before it.
He said, wonder how much it would cost to Uber a box of Christmas tree cakes here.
God, yeah, I wanted some so bad.
A box, though.
Yeah, but if I go off the road to Sphinx, I go, hey, we got the big ones.
Hey,
we got the package.
I'm gonna jump out and scare you again.
I'll tell you who it was.
I heard you say about drumsticks.
Who I traded? It was Morgan Rose from Seven Dust.
Oh, yeah, it, yeah. That night was really unreal,
And they were.
My daddy drove us back, but he did not know that you were with us, so that is on him. So.
And LeJean.
Daddy, I'm sorry.
Is such a good singer, and he's so funny.
Yeah.
And they always make me laugh, so.
He's from France.
He's a good dude.
He's really good, so that was fun. But anyways, and then when I was looking for you and it was time to go home, I had no ride.
I slept on the way home, oddly enough.
She's stranded.
I was stranded.
Yeah, Paige at a planet show. Gee, how will I get home?
There was
a line forming. Yeah. I'll take you home.
I'll take you, but I got this bus. It says bang on it, but don't worry about that. Just overlook it.
And you know who drove me home? Smack Taylor.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
He's a good man.
He's a good man. He was. But that was pretty funny.
He was married then, though, so you were not going to get any action.
I wasn't wanting or getting any.
You're always looking for action.
You wish I was looking for action.
What'd she say an hour ago? I don't know the last time my bell's been rung.
That's exactly what she
said. That's a plea for ring my bell.
And she did the two fingers in the tongue.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I thought she was saying peace and Rolling Stones logo.
Jesus, look how good she did it.
Do you see how wide the fingers just got? She was like Zuluing with the tongue between them.
Disgusting.
You like being gagged, don't you?
I've only done that to him because it makes you sick.
You do that better than we do the
She does both of them. Like, you should teach sex ed. Look at her.
What do you call that? She moved.
Okay, so the thing where you put, like, let's say a fist by your cheek and then push your tongue out the other cheek, which I was saying earlier I do backwards, which makes no sense. Paige just took that sucker and moved it around like that.
She's swirling it.
Yeah, and then the tongue matched. Like, what a damn talent you are.
My cheeks are so fat.
Let's live stream right now. Let's let people watch this. No. On OnlyFans.
You have to remember that my best friends are very funny, so they all, you know.
And orally gifted.
I'm not even as talented as they are. Not in that way at all. I don't know what we're talking about here.
I do.
All right, then. So they're saying that, you know, you should probably be tested at the age of 50 because, you know.
Right.
That's like your prime driving age, like. But I will say now, if I see bright lights in the morning, it's going to stay with me a little bit longer, like my eyes will burn.
My eyes.
But I'm only 41.
You cut off your screen time or whatever before bed, like that certain amount you're supposed to?
No, but I'll put the dim all the way down.
On the phone or?
Yeah, the phone.
Yeah.
So there was a study
last
month, and a quarter of Americans say they're not sure that they could pass a written exam if they had to take it right now.
Plus, like that woman was saying that her friend got his citizenship or whatever. She's like, he was studying for the, you know, he became an American citizen. And she's like, I helped with the history portion of it that you have to know to get citizenship. And she's like, I myself had a hard time. Like, I think a lot of American, real Americans, like Hulk Hogan, they might even have a tough time doing it.
What do they ask? Like, how many stripes are on the flag?
I'd love to be able to get a copy of it and, like, just to test my own patriotism.
I think they ask you who your senators are or who your reps are.
Not my senator.
So there's
dump the flag.
There's a
or dump Beasley.
There's an interesting little piece of information for
bastard
from Esquire magazine where Denzel Washington says that there are rumors about Kevin Spacey going back decades. I thought this would all go away once.
It did go away.
The court case was over.
Yeah, he got
exonerated. No.
Yeah.
But was that where?
Because it started working again.
But how do you have so much? Where it just maybe was just rumor mill, or was there like hush money that they kind of backed off of? Because it's weird to have that many rumors years and years and years, and then they're like, yeah, you know what? There's really no evidence here. That's also pre-cell phones. Cell phones screwed it up for doing things like that.
Really did. Plus, there was that one story about Denzel leaving the Diddy party when he realized what was going on. And
But, what does everybody say when you mention that? Because you brought it up yourself, fat boy.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say something, Denzel? Like, all these people that said, I saw what was going on and I left. You saw underage whatever going on, you didn't say something because you valued your career. Like, that's the selling your soul to the devil crap. That's what it is.
He's the only one that can say something if he saw something.
There's an NBA player who says that too, that it saw, and it wasn't even a white party, it was just maybe it was a freak off, but they didn't know that's what it was allegedly. But when they saw the stuff going on, the person says, you know, I was in a committed relationship at the time, and I walked out of there.
Man, this one rapper chick I saw, she's like, we went to the freak off. They drive you there. They take your phones, put them in bags.
Yeah.
And then just
that's
everything
terrible.
Is just
and you safe. Sign a NDA too, which I don't want to go anywhere where I have to sign an NDA. I'm afraid of what's going to happen.
I won't do it.
Unless it's a haunted house or something. That makes it kind of cooler. Like,
do not give away our
you got to come to Mad World. You got to sign this thing that if you really get this hell scared out of you and you mess yourself or whatever, you won't sue us. That would add a little level to the fright.
So what Denzel alludes and he says that there are rumors about Kevin Spacey's behavior decades before he was accused of anything. And he says, quote, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's between him and his maker.
Denzel's about to hang it up. Which he said as much publicly.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple more movies.
He seems to hate the Hollywood infrastructure a lot.
He's a good actor, though.
He's a great actor.
Plus, he's not somebody you would want to meet. Because he doesn't like to talk about his past movies.
Oh.
Like, he don't have a favorite one. He can't remember all of them.
I don't know that I'd go up and say, hey, man, I loved you in this. I'd just say, man, you're a freaking awesome actor. And I like
a lot of actors don't even like watching themselves. Like Johnny Depp doesn't watch his movies.
Well, you say you've never watched yours.
I've gone to premieres, though. And it's
but what'd
really
you
awkward.
Do during the premiere? Did you just like look down?
Just left.
It's awkward to watch yourself because you're thinking, God, I look fat, or God, I look stupid, and God, I should have done that differently.
Bull crap. The movie I was in, I was standing up there in my scene like, y'all see this son of a bitch up here? Look at him. That's me. Working off script, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would want him to get excited about, like, excited as I was. Like, man, I love Ricochet or Out of Time. Like, you're in those, dude.
I think
like,
it would be really cool if you did something with a lot of special effects that you know, maybe your green screen shooting or back in the day, just to see how it comes together. It'd be fun.
Yeah. But I think Chris Farley has helped through all those different sketches on SNL kind of help people remind you like what you look like when you talk to a celebrity. Like, man, you remember that one match, Ric Flair, that time back in Greensboro at the Coliseum when you wrestled Dusty Rhodes?
And what does Flair always say?
You wrestled him 1,000 times. I don't remember that.
Yeah. Remember that when a fan would come up to you, hey Rick, do you remember? He goes, no.
Nope.
Oh, geez.
And stops the conversation. It's a smart move. Also, his other move, which is kind of stupid, if somebody comes up to him in a bar, This is what, if you ever see Ric Flair at a bar, ask him if you can buy him a drink, because his move is to buy you a drink.
Yep.
So remember that if you see Ric Flair in a bar, because he doesn't want to feel like he owes you anything. And he has to sit there and listen to you talk. It's a smart move, but it's financially not wise.
Could you work him like you could the samples back in the day, where you keep going up and getting samples?
To put on disguises.
And just like, hey, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Remember me?
Hey, Rick, can I buy you a drink? My name is Cornelius. All right.
My name is Nicholas.
Nicholas Dickhead.
All right, well, okay, so those your eyes, guys.
All right, thanks so much, Paige. All right, when we come back, the guy who called us at the end of the show yesterday, who he and his wife are going through or about to start a divorce, but they're keeping that hush-hush from all family members until after Christmas. He wants to know what we think about that. She wants it done with now. He's trying to keep it together.
She wants his ass out.
So we'll talk to him. We'll get all that out of the way. You can call in. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.